Several days into the latest conflict in the Middle East, dozens of demonstrators marched from the Philadelphia Museum of Art to City Hall. The Sunday rally was supportive of strikes against Iran and an end to the war in Ukraine. Our news partner 6ABC spoke with Seth Fisher of Northern Liberties. He carried a sign that read, "Trump must go." Fisher says he supports the desire for regime change in Iran, but questioned the approach.
I understand that they want the regime gone, and I agree with them. I think it's a good thing to want them gone, but at the same time, what the U.S. and Israel is doing, I don't think is the right way to do it.
6ABC reports law enforcement agencies across the Delaware Valley are boosting security at religious and cultural sites following the U.S.-Israeli strikes against Iran, even as officials say there is no credible threat to the area. Philadelphia is planning to create 1,000 new long-term beds in homeless shelters as officials work to end a shortage that sometimes forces providers to turn people away. The Office of Homeless Services also wants to upgrade the quality of existing shelters to make them more welcoming and to encourage people to be comfortable using them. Mayor Rindy with WHYY's Billy Penn has details.
When outdoor temperatures fall dangerously low, some shelters resort to offering people chairs instead of beds, and some even run out of chairs and have to send them away. That's according to Cheryl Hill, who heads the Office of Homeless Services. The city aims to address the problem by opening a new 350-bed shelter in North Philadelphia's Logan neighborhood and by converting other seasonal shelter spaces into long-term accommodations.
The hope is that we're really getting down to what's called a functional zero in homelessness, meaning that we're not saying you will never see anyone sleeping on the streets, but the idea is that if that person is ready to come in or needs to come in, there's somewhere for them to go.
Hill said her office is also collaborating with Jefferson Health and other organizations to provide health care inside some shelters that will help people get treated for problems sooner and take pressure off the city's emergency rooms. For Billy Penn, I'm Mayor Rindy, WHYY News.
SEPTA, in partnership with the Philadelphia Parking Authority and the city's Office of Transportation, Infrastructure, and Systems, has installed AI-powered cameras in 30 trolleys across the city. Beginning today, cameras on SEPTA trolleys serving lines T1 through T5, along with the G1 route, will go live, notifying illegally parked vehicles with warnings during a 60-day period before fines are fully implemented at the beginning of April. In sports, the Flyers are visiting the Maple Leafs tonight, and Sunday it was the Yankees over the Phils in spring training 5-3, and the Celtics beating the 76ers 114-98. It is getting cloudy in Philadelphia. We are supposed to have a generally cloudy day with a high of 37. We had some sun this morning. It's 28 degrees as we get up to 37.